the top story on federalnewsradio.com right now is a story about the Office of Management and Budget's memo to federal agencies. Your agency will have to cut 5% discretionary spending in the 2013 budget request that your agency is working on right now compared to fiscal 2012. And OMB says agencies also have to submit a version of their 2013 budgets that show options for cutting an additional 5%. Doug Davidson's a director in the global public sector practice at Grant Thornton and publisher of the Federal Financial Management News weblog, FederalCFO.com, and he joins me to talk about this situation. Doug, thanks for being on the program this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting me.
Is this a surprise? Is this not something that I think a lot of folks heard much about in the weeks and days leading up to this announcement?
No, there's not much that was expected. However, I do believe this could be reactionary to some criticism in the press recently that agencies hadn't received guidance at this point, which is normally provided to them in the end of March and beginning of June timeframe for preparations of this 2013 budget.
That was the first thing that I thought of when I saw this. Was this kind of late for this, isn't it?
It is, and if you'll notice, this is guidance, but it doesn't include instruction. Instruction for agency budgets is included in the OMB Circular A11, which includes instructions for form and content, additional details about IT plans, as well as the performance measures that will be associated with a budget. A11 has not been published, and if you'll notice from this guidance, there is not a due date for any of this to be provided to OMB, which suggests that the September 12th norm for submission of budgets is not likely a reality this year.
If I'm sitting in an agency today and I'm reading this memo and I'm going, now what do I do? What do I do?
Well, the agencies that are likely to be most affected are going to be the non-DOD and non-national security agencies. Those that don't fall into those categories will likely be expected to achieve the 10% reduction below the FY 2011 levels, the current year spending levels. Forget 2012. The difference between a 5 and a 10% reduction will significantly affect their workforce planning and policies and the tools available to the agencies. So ideas such as buyouts or hiring freezes or reductions through attrition in many cases will have to be turned over into reductions enforced through involuntary separations if they're expected to achieve a 10% reduction below this current year's level.
So a 10% reduction could mean is more likely to mean layoffs, that where agencies are actually starting to cut muscle instead of fat.
Well, without the specific guidance, agencies are going to need to have tools that they can work with in the beginning of the year. And I think that really does set the mindset towards using everything available to them versus what is most comfortable.
Do you get a sense that any further guidance is going to be coming down? Does this document, as you read it, leave any opening for that, or is this pretty much it?
Well, I think the guidance really will come with A11 and should be published in the near term to give the form and content and instructions and more details around performance measures to be associated. But there are areas of growth that are identified in yesterday's guidance. In particular, program managers need to focus on how to create budget requests that answer questions related to the priorities that were identified. In particular, how does my program provide for economic growth opportunities? How will cost savings be achieved in my program? How is this program not duplicative of other federal efforts to achieve the same outcome? And what data will be leveraged to inform the program policy and decision makers of the program's performance? And if those questions can be answered, they should be prioritized in preference from OMB.